Nice.
How you doing, Josh?
Translation sometimes leaves a little to be desired.
Yeah, those get fun.
Sorry. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Josh?
First day back, huh? Exciting.
How's it feel?
Feels good. We've been waiting for this one for a while. It was good. Good. We got everything done and did my best to stay ready for this day. Whenever it came, it happened so fast. You know, it was rumored, and then, you know, we had our little team vote, and then 30, 40 minutes later, it got done taking ground balls, and it's showtime. Report day Sunday, a physical Sunday, and camp starts Monday. So it'll be fun.
How did you feel like you guys did, players?
I felt like we did a really good job. I mean, I think we had a lot of ground to make up from the last CBA, and I think we did a really good job of staying together as a unit. You know, old guys, young guys, you know, communicating. I learned a lot this offseason. I learned a lot about the business side that I had no idea went on. I was kind of fresh to the game and didn't really know. I really didn't even know what the CBA was before this year. So I learned quite a bit, you know, and I think hopefully I'm here for the next CBA and be ready to go at it again.
What did it tell you, or what did it mean to you as a younger guy to see Max Scherzer? You know, so many guys that have time made a lot of money.
Yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot, especially because, you know, they made their money, and it's easy for those guys to say, like, you know what, I made my money, I did my time, and let's just sign it and get on with the game. And you know, if we ended up playing 162, but, you know, the stance we were taking, they were willing to miss games and they were willing to lose some of their money, which says a lot coming from them when they're, you know, their money per game is pretty high. So for them to stand by our side and have our backs and the future players to come and have their backs it shows a lot. And as a younger player, if I make it to the next CBA, I want to do the same for the next guys.
Do you think the experience in 2020 with that short ramp up to the season will help this year with kind of the shortened spring training you guys are going to have?
I know it did for me, for sure. I think that 2020 year was a learning experience for me, especially just because, you know, we got sent home. I stayed in shape for a couple weeks, and then I kind of gave up on it and thought, you know what, there's no shot. And then when the season kicked off again, I came in out of shape and underweight, wasn't really ready, and I was trying to, you know, kick it back into high gear really fast. And at this level, you can't do that. So I made sure, you know, this time I got to stay ready. If it's a couple weeks, if it's 2 months, 3 months, you know, you got to stay on top of your stuff and you got to be ready, because like it just happened, you know, you get a text that it might be on, and then it is on, and then report days 3 days later. So I'm just glad that I stayed ready and I don't feel anxious to have to make up some ground, you know, in the next couple of days.
What did you do to stay ready?
Just stayed on my grind, you know, 4 days a week, with massages mixed in on Wednesdays, working out every morning, going to take ground balls, going to hit it in the cage, getting some live ABs against guys. I think as the players, as the whole, we did a really good job of staying ready. There's a lot of places where, you know, guys were 15, 20, 30 guys were meeting up and basically running our own practices, you know, ground balls, live bullpens, live ABs, hitting on the field. You know, there's a lot of colleges letting us out on their fields, and it was a really good offseason. I think this is probably one of the most productive offseasons I've had.
What were the highs and lows like of negotiation? Were there times you didn't think, I mean, you probably knew this day would come eventually where you'd be here, but were you worried that there was going to be a substantial chunk of the season?
Yeah, I think the toughest part was, you know, I get all my initial information from the media, right? You know, you see all this stuff that gets tweeted out, you see, you know, the ESPN reports, and then you get the updates from the actual meetings and you're like, wait, they're not the same. So, you know, it's tough when, you know, one side's spewing out certain information and the other side spewing out certain information, and then you get the facts. So I at the beginning, I kept thinking like, oh, we're going to get a deal done, you know, in the next couple of days. And then, you know, you get an update and you're like, oh, we're nowhere close. And then same thing over and over. So I think once I got the groove of, all right, let's just wait for, you know, the updates from the people that are actually in the meetings, it was much easier to get through it. You know, just, you know, being patient, staying ready. When it happens, it happens.
So it wasn't quite the roller coaster for you. That seemed like there was twice where you guys were on the verge of, all right,
this is the first tonight. One for sure. Yeah, the first one was a roller coaster for sure, because I showed up to, you know, hitting, and, you know, our rep was there, Ahmed was there, and I came in like, all right, Nicky, you ready? We're going to get a deal done. He looked at me, and he's like, nah, it's not close. So I was like, all right, and now I know to wait to hear from, you know, the people that are actually in the meetings. So after that, I was just staying ready.
Josh, what's your thought on some of the rule changes, particularly the shift, the elimination of the shift as a middle infielder? Now you're going to have a lot more ground that you're going to have to cover as opposed to somebody else being on your side of second base.
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of taking out the shift, but, you know, as a hitter, you know, I liked that that was a kind of a cat and mouse game. You know, obviously when you hit into the shift and it gets you out, it's pretty upsetting. But the other side of it was, you know, there was also a pretty big hole in the six hole with two strikes, or, you know, with less than two strikes I had, or it was with two strikes I had the third base side open because the third base went to short, and with less than two I had the six hole open. And, you know, it's the pitcher's got to make their pitch. If they're not going to throw it in and they leave one out over the plate, I can take my easy knocks the other way. So there's both sides of it. I mean, it was a strategy thing. And I think there's a lot of hitters in the league that have their spray chart is, you know, pretty heavy in one area. And I like the fact that if you were a hitter that you were going to hit the ball in one area and we can put guys there, then we should be able to do that. But, you know, it's another part of the game that you got to get used to, and now we're going to have to figure out a way to take away those hits from where we got to stand.
Josh, did you ever play with a pitch clock at any level in the Arizona Fall League? Or
yeah, we had the pitch clock in, I believe, Double A. We had the pitch clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't mind it. You kind of get used to it. I think now you see guys that are getting called up that play to the pitch clock. Without even realizing it, they're playing a little bit faster. You know, you learn to, you know, what you can and can't do. But yeah, I know in Double A it was getting used to. You had to get used to it at the beginning. But then once you got used to it, you got your rhythm. You know, you step out, you take a couple breaths, you're back in. Same for the pitcher. You know, you can step off, do your thing, but then you're back on the rubber by a certain amount of time. I think it'll take some getting used to, but.
As a player, did you enjoy the faster pace? You know, a lot of times different players have different feelings about that.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm on defense, I'd like the hitter to get in the box. But, you know, as a hitter, you know, I'd like to take my time. So, you know, there's both sides of it. I mean, I don't mind it either way. I think as long as everybody has to play under the same rules, I mean, everybody's going to have to get used to it. I don't mind. As long as I know the rule, I'll abide by it.
Josh, with the universal DH, what do you think is going to happen to the art of bunting in baseball?
I know this year I think I'm going to try to mix in a couple more bunt for hits, but I guess you're not really going to need it as much anymore, right? I do think it'll help with run production on the national side. I think having that pitcher in the nine hole, you know, kind of cutting off some rallies sometimes, or, you know, having to bunt them over instead of maybe being able to swing it with the designated hitter. I think it'll improve run production. I don't mind the DH. I liked it when it was, you know, a DH on one side and no DH on the other, but I also like that there'll be a little more run production now on the National League side.
What was the communication like with your teammates, coaches, once the lockout was lifted yesterday?
Oh, it went really well. We had an entire team group chat that started. I mean, we had a team group chat before, you know, giving us updates on what was going on in the meetings. But then that group chat lit up, you know, when we had our team vote, obviously, you know, what people agree on, what people don't disagree on. I mean, what people disagree on and what they don't. And then once it was like, all right, we need to vote, everybody voted. And then majority teams voted yes. So we're on. Now we just got to wait for the signatures. And then everybody started asking, you know, all right, when's report date? And we got all that. It went really well. I thought we communicated really well the whole offseason.
Was there a lot of dissension? And if there was, what was the main issue that people were against?
There wasn't too much. There was a couple questions and concerns. Those were addressed. And then it was, I think we all had a pretty good agreement on that we were ready to play.
Was it mostly on the financial end of it?
I don't want to. I'll let the people that had those disagreements speak on their disagreements. Yeah, I was okay with it. There, I had a couple, you know, I was on the fence on some things, but I was ready to go.
Did you said you learned a lot this winter on that side of things.
Yeah.
Did you come into it? I don't know. Like, what was your perspective coming in? What was your perspective by the end?
My perspective coming in was, let's just sign whatever they give us. You know, like, I don't. I just want to play. I don't want to miss games. And then I started to learn about what was actually going on, and I was, you know, I was against the owners like most people were, you know. Not all of them. I know a lot of them. Not all of them were on the same page, but, you know, I was ready to negotiate and hold out on games and do what we had to do to get a fair deal. Yeah, I had a cleanup on the shoulder at the end of the year last year. It's doing really well. I'm full go. Feels really good. I'm really happy I did the surgery. It feels good. I've been doing everything, hitting, throwing, taking ground balls. Everything feels good. I mean, the extra couple of weeks helped me a little bit, but yeah, I'm ready to go.
Do you think that impacted you, the shoulder, at all towards the end of last year?
I'd have to say it did, yeah, a little bit. I tried to do everything I could to get it to, you know, feel good for each and every game. But yeah, I mean, there was some pain there at the end of the year, and probably limited the power numbers a little bit, but, you know, I fought through it and I was out there. So if I'm out there, I got to produce. And, that's what I tried to do.
What did they say it was? What did they diagnose it
as? It was just some, there was some loose bodies. It was pretty much just, some impingement, some bone on bone. Yeah, I got the joint cleaned up. It was like bone on bone. The cartilage was frayed. It needed surgery. There was a couple options that we discussed, but ultimately I felt like me and the team felt like it was the best option to get the surgery so that nothing comes back in the middle of the year.
Did you just not have as much back speed? Do you feel like
it was just, yeah, I think I lost strength a little bit. You know, with the injury, it was harder to work out. It was harder to do everything that I was doing to stay strong throughout the year. You know, once you get pain like that, it's tough to grind through it. And I tried to grind through it, and I did the best I could. I felt like I did all right with it, but I was happy I did the surgery.
Was there a moment it occurred?
That's the crazy part, is I don't know. I still remember it was like a week before the All-Star break is when it started. It was a day game, and it started bugging. Felt a little sticky. We tried to get, you know, soft tissue work and some stretching, some maintenance stuff, but it just progressed, and by that last month and a half, it was pretty painful.
Did they use the word deprived?
I don't know if there was loose bodies. They did clean off the bone. It was a little I can't think of the medical term, but they did clean it up, made it look nice, made it feel nice.
You can notice it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I noticed it. So it was actually crazy. I got the surgery, and they gave me a nerve block. So it blocked the whole, you know, the whole arm. So you wake up, and it's literally like if you've ever fallen asleep on your arm and it's completely dead, it's like that for like 24 hours. So, like, it's like there's no – I remember I was laying there, and I was trying so hard to move my hand and, like, tried to will my brain to move it, and it's completely dead. But I slept that first night with the sling on just so I didn't, you know, roll over on it. That next morning when I woke up, I was like, oh my goodness, like it already feels good. It was an easy surgery, easy cleanup. They said it would feel good right away. Obviously there was some scar tissue stuff that I had to work through, but I mean, that took about a month and a half, and I felt good.
Thanks, Josh.
Good. Thanks, Josh. It's good to see everybody. Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. No, it was good.